saves us all the same. But how we get there sometimes is a little different. Mine may be a little different than most, so I'll try to explain it. I physically was born on March 11, 1954. That's very important to me because I'm here. I wasn't supposed to be here. When I was born, I was about 2 months early, and I lived in the hospital for about 8 months. My mom and dad told me that the doctors said I would never leave the hospital. And then when I did leave the hospital, they told them that I'd never lived to be a teenager. So I was a very sick little baby when I was born. So God took care of me from then on. And my mom and dad told me that I came into this world stubborn. I've been stubborn ever since. So that's probably true. I was raised in a Lutheran home and a military home. We moved in and lived on Army bases all over the country, and Lutheran churches were very, very big on the Army bases. And that's how I grew up. I grew up in Lutheran churches until I was probably about 13 or 14. I was an altar boy. All good Lutheran boys became altar boys, and we did the candles, and there was other things that we did. My dad taught the college and career class, and I remember that. I don't know how old I was. I don't remember that, but he did teach in the Lutheran Sunday school. One of the things that I never thought about is I never went to Christian camp. I never knew about Christian camp. I never was involved in it. I made no decisions at camp. So now that I am older and the things I've learned since I was saved, that's very, very critical that your children are exposed to that. There's so much that they can learn. My aunts, I had two aunts, Evadie and Sylvia, and my grandma, Angie. Those three people took me to Baptist churches. Probably went to them three or four times a year. I heard the plan of salvation there. They would come up and ask me, people would, what if I was saved. I had no idea what they were talking about. And sometimes they had come up and there was a big movement that I found it. Well, I had never even knew what it was they were talking about when they asked me if I had found it. But I didn't know what it meant to be saved. I had never heard that term. I had never been exposed to that. As I got older, I would go to the church with my aunts and my grandma. Mom and Dad didn't go very often to Baptist church, but I remember going, and this probably took place for a 7 or 8 year period. I was scared to death. I can remember grabbing a hold of the back of the pew. Every church I've ever been in has had pews, I think. But I can remember grabbing those things so hard my hands would turn white. I was scared to death. I didn't know what I was scared of, but I knew I was scared to death. And that went on for about 7 or 8 years that I can remember. Well, getting to the rest of the story here, I got saved at work. I worked at a trucking company as a dispatcher and a billing clerk. I worked from midnight till 8 in the morning. And every day I would go in, I don't know when it started, but there would be a stack of tracts in the break room, God's Simple Plan of Salvation. They were pink and gray tracts. Some of you have probably seen those. But I can remember seeing them. I'd pick them up. I'd ask myself, what crazy fool left these in here? I'd throw them away. Next day I'd come in, there'd be another big pile of them. I'd throw them away. I don't know how many times I threw those things away, but I do know this, that on October 1977, 42 years ago, I read one, I got on my hands and knees, and I asked Jesus Christ to save me. I was baptized on December, Christmas Day, 1977. The reason that is so important, number one, it was Christmas Day, but my mom and dad didn't have a problem when I got saved. They didn't have any issue with that, any problem. They understood, or they said they understood. My mom and dad had a problem with being baptized. They wouldn't come. So it was me and Teresa there when I got baptized. So it's very, very important that your family knows when you're being baptized, and if they can come, that they're there to support. It would have meant a lot to me. I asked Jesus to save me. I didn't understand everything that I had done, but I do know this. After I got saved, I don't remember seeing those tracts at work anymore. I knew God put them there, and he wanted me to read them. God had to put a friend in my life. His name was Richard Thomas that talked to me. He was a good Christian man. About a little bit younger than I was, but he shared the gospel with me a lot, and he talked to me a lot, because I didn't really understand everything I had did from reading that tract. I mean, I understand what I asked. I understand what the words meant. But it was like, okay, now what? I didn't know what to do. And he helped me a lot. He took me to his pastor. His name was Ben Gillen. Between the two of them, they helped me. I read a lot. I learned a lot. And God changed my life. He changed the drive. He changed the direction of my life. He turned me around 180 degrees. He had to change my thinking. He had to change my desires. And one of the things that I had to do to make that happen is, I'll read this verse to you. You guys know it. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. It wasn't just a verse in the Bible. I had to take that verse and I had to put it up here in my head. And every time I thought, I read that verse. Every time I did something, I read that verse. Every time I wanted to do something, I had to read that verse. Every time I saw things or heard things I didn't and shouldn't have been hearing, I had to read that verse. And I must have quoted it 1,000 times a week. But Romans 12, 1 and 2 says this: I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. You know, God is still in the saving business, and He can save you. And we have no idea, the people that walk through those doors, that we may have seen them 1,000 times, but we don't really know where they're at. But God can save them, and we got to be faithful and give them the gospel. He can save you, He can change you, and He can change your direction. The issue is, do you want Him to? And that's the problem. I had to fight Him and fight Him and fight Him for 7 or 8 years. And I had to finally give up and quit fighting Him. And that's where there's a lot of people I know that are in that position today. And we need to let and help people make changes in their life.